Macmillan Audio presents In the Name of Honor by Richard North Patterson. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Part 1. The Killing. June 2005. 1. The phone call awakened Paul Terry from the dream of his father. Disoriented, he sat up in bed, staring at the wall of the hotel room. In the dream, he was 13, the age at which the image had first come to him. His father had just died. Reappearing in Paul's sleep, Frank Terry assured his son that he was fine, just living in a different place. Relieved, Paul would awaken, and then feel more abandoned and alone. Even now, at 31, the dream left tears in Terry's eyes. His cell phone rasped again. Beside him, Jenny stirred. Groping, he found the phone on a nightstand and flipped it open.
"Captain Terry," he said in a sleep-stunned voice.
"Paul, it's Colonel Dawes."
"Morning, sir." Glancing at the drawn curtains, he detected no light.
"Is it morning?"
"6 a.m. Where are you?"
"D.C. I'm spending the weekend here."
"Not anymore, I'm afraid."
Dawes's southern-tinged voice was soft.
"I guess you haven't seen the papers. There's been a shooting on the post. A captain's dead."
Terry tried to process this.
"Are they preferring charges?"
"Not yet."
The colonel's voice lowered. "The shooter is Lieutenant."